Let us pray. O God, the world, that your only begotten Son should undergo the cross to save the human race, grant we pray that we who have known his mystery on earth may merit the grace of his redemption in heaven. So, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Please be seated.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Gospel of the Lord. Do you love the cross? What do you think? My answer?
Yes.
No. I don't like the cross, but I like Jesus Christ on the cross, right? This is more important. It's not the wood. It doesn't make sense if Jesus is not over there. There are lots of crosses on the world. It's a criminal thing to put on the cross. But Jesus, by an act of love, so I followed Jesus on the cross. That means he wanted to save the world by his self-sacrifice. So we are all called the same way to follow him. When he said, "Come and follow me," not just walk towards Calvary on the cross. Of course, we are not supposed to carry, to to die on the cross. But many times we have to suffer out of love. You have to bless the people who hate you. It's not easy. This is the way Jesus is doing, and we follow him. And in fact, today is a feast also, the sorrow of our Heavenly Mother, originally. 14 is the exaltation of the cross. 15 is the sorrow of our Holy Mother. But since today, the feast day of this parish, so we celebrate the exaltation of the cross. Very close together, our Heavenly Mother and the cross. I'm not a woman. I haven't had a chance to bear a son. But you, many of you are mother, right? You can't imagine what kind of suffering as a mother seeing his son is dying. Not on the cross, even on the sick bed. As a mother, it's crucifying. So our Heavenly Mother share the same pain. So although she is not martyr, but she is the martyr because she sacrificed her life for all of us. On the other hand, also our Heavenly Mother was told, because Jesus on the cross says this to John and to him, to her, Mother, this is your son. And to John, this is your mother. On one hand, we share the motherhood of Christ. On the other hand, our Heavenly Mother lose as if being the mother of the Son of God. He become a mother of just a disciple. Imagine when your son is dying and then say, then now mother, now after I died, this is your son. You feel bad, right? You think our Heavenly Mother is very joyful? Yeah, of course, joyful, but it's painful to lose the motherhood of the Mother of God just to become a mother of one of his simple disciples. But this is what we think. Spiritually, it's a kind of losing, sacrificing. Our Heavenly Mother, exactly on the under the cross, exactly offer the same suffering. So at times we follow Christ, or we follow our Heavenly Mother, the same way, just for the sake of love, we do the will of God. At times we can't understand, many times we ask the question, why this and that in the family thing, the place where you work, not reasonable. You can ask, why Jesus, you allow this happen? At times you said, I cannot love this person. I really want to hate him, even not to say hate, but I don't like him or her. At times we could have this sentiment, but we are invited. Exaltation of the cross means we say yes to God's will, to suffer like our Lord. Everything. Not only physically, even spiritually. Before he died, he called out, although it's a Psalm 22, but he said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? All through his life, even though people is against him, still he got the Father in him, security. But the last moment of his life, even that security gone away. God, God, why have you forsaken me? That means don't feel at all the presence of God the Father. He is really alone, alone, alone. It's just for sake of love, that's all. So we have to thank the Lord, thank Jesus. He expects, but he pushes us to be close to him. I'd like to all over time from the diary of Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. Many times Jesus was complaining to her, many people when they receive me, I mean through the Blessed Sacrament, they don't take me as a person. They took me as a nothing. They don't put time to be with me. Just imagine what your usual custom to receive communion. Amen, amen. And then you go to, of course, you are singing, it's okay. But those not singing, this is not the way. Just want to, although you don't have to put this way, but there's a sign of you embrace Jesus to be with him. In Medjugorje, some messages for the young people by the time today is only 38 years appearance of Medjugorje. Always I have everybody inform them, after communion, take at least 10 minutes silence of your heart to stay with him, with the Lord. When you sing, sing with your heart, not with the note. When we follow the song, you don't follow, you don't sing, keep silence. That's why many times after communion I say that kind of they say prayer. Da, 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 da. Just a kind of sentiment to invite us to be. There's a way Jesus loves you. You sing to Jesus today. Try. After communion, take 10 minutes. Even sing about sing is another thing. Keep silence. Put Jesus in your heart. And stay with him. Don't wonder what you're going to do in the afternoon, or what kind of meeting, or you miss something. Try to, just 10 minutes, okay? So today, let us be the new day with the Lord. He loves us so much, he just expects a little love from us.